Well, so the magazine went on, and we had a good time. We used to travel all over the world. You know, had an airplane. Oh, it was really great. And but after I began to get antsy again by in the early 90s, and the constant deadlines and all that, and I had a lot of problems getting people to write, you know, and all that. You really had to be a nursemaid. I was getting away from what I really liked to do. So I decided I sold the magazine to a publisher, a big publisher in the Washington, D.C. area, Phillips Publishing. And I was attached to it like on a consulting basis for a couple of years, and then by the late 90s, I was out of it completely. Well, through some great stroke of good luck, in 1993, we had a young guy who's a computer consultant. This was about 93, and you know, we didn't know much about computers. You know, we knew electronics, but computers were completely different, so we needed this young guy who was very good. And I read in the paper something about internet, and it was a DARPA, the Defense Department's project. It's called the internet, and I read a little about it, and I read that there's something, there's domain names, okay? So I talked to my young consultant, and he knew very little about it, but I said, I understand you can buy a domain name. And so I said, yeah, and I had the information from the newspaper, which gave a reference, and I said, it's only like $12. I said, can you file this for me? And he says, what do you want? I said, avionics.com. And he said, okay. He filed it, and we got that, avionics.com, which, you know, a generic domain name is pretty good. So as a result of that, we maintained it. And when I sold the magazine, I decided I want to remain in publishing and do book publishing. So we started the website, avionics.com, and began to publish books. So that's what I've been doing for the last, 12, 13 years. And we sell books from other publishers, but mostly we sell about three or four books that we've published that we get most of our sales from. Two books that are always at the top of the Amazon section on avionics. The two books. One is Principles of Avionics, which is a college-level engineering book, which was done by a professor down at Embry-Riddle, a big aviation school down in Florida. And then I wrote a book called Avionics Training,